joke, we not laugh. We not listen when the mental dead attack. Original means we're there from the start. Original, it all begins with a spark.
Black man still considered lethal and dangerous. Why you think the government's locked us all in these cages? Everywhere I go, I feel like I'm under surveillance. In these modern day slave ships, wake them out of this matrix. Black man still considered lethal and dangerous. Why you think the government's locked us all in these cages? Everywhere I go, I feel like I'm under surveillance. In these modern day slave ships, wake them out of this
perfect my art and disseminate flows. The body's just a soul wrapped in chemical clothes. As I dismantle my foes, we get to scrap it with the quickness. Bare hands and feet, no spooky action at a distance. Lyrical voodoo, your whole science is pseudo. Soul control of life happens through you, not to you. What you know about going to bed with butter and bread? No heat, no bed sheets to cover your head. My young nephew in the feds did a dime over stupid shit. So I tell the youth, free the mind, don't be no duplicate. Practice refinement, leave the swine and the crucifix. Far too many square miles denied of its usefulness. The truth is this, why's the black man dangerous? And why accept the narrative that that man gave us? Tell lies to the truth, make facts seem outrageous. 120 on my dome, so I don't need pages.
Black man still considered lethal and dangerous. Why you think the government's locked us all in these cages? Everywhere I go, I feel like I'm under surveillance. In these modern day slave ships, wake them out of this matrix. Black man still considered lethal and dangerous. Why you think the government's locked us all in these cages? Everywhere I go, I feel like I'm under surveillance. In these modern day slave ships, wake them out of this matrix.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Peace, family. What's the science right now? What's the science, man? You with us right now? CJSF 90.1 FM. 1 or 6 o'clock blitz, baby. We here to elevate the fam. Look, ain't no need to pretend. I don't need a fake friend. I need jewelry in a Benz. I need land for my brothers and make sure they can see better with the lens. Open up the mother effing things that you see. My house got a library I read. Matter of fact, they just wanna see you in a cemetery. You can't stop the greatness, this is legendary. Ah! Boom, 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 boom! Yeah, baby, you live with us right now. 1 or 6 o'clock blitz. If you just tapping in with us right now at this very moment, we are going through some new albums from Ghostface Killah, Supreme Clientele Part 2. We are running through the new Mobb Deep Infinite album. We are also going through my album that just released on October 20th, 2 days ago. Allah is illustrious. We also rocking my man MC K-Ski, another local artist, and his album, man. And I'm telling you right now, like, look, let me just give you a quick run through, right? So that joint by K-Ski, right? Idols of the Temple. I mean, this whole project is about false worship. And what I really love about K-Ski is that he's a positive brother who strives to elevate himself, elevate the community around him. My man has been all over. I mean, we've had him on the show twice now. You could definitely go onto the CJSF.ca website, click the one order link, and listen to that interview, both interviews. He was actually our first interview
when we started off this program. So, you know, big up to K-Ski because he's always supporting the movement. But, yeah, man, my man was in the Navy. You know, he traveled a lot of different countries, seen a lot of different things. And, you know, that's the thing about having wisdom, right? It comes with experience. It comes with being introduced to new things, whether it's ideologies, whether it's cultural, right? Dealing with different people and different nationality or different nations. It's very, I can see that my man is worldly, you know what I mean? And that's what I really like. And we can also have bills and still be brothers after the bill, you know? Even if we don't necessarily see eye to eye on everything, we can still come to that understanding of, okay, that's your perspective, this is my perspective. Let's keep on rocking, let's keep building, right? I don't know you, the listener. Maybe you've had builds with people. Maybe they got heated. And you end up stop being friends, right? You end up stop being brothers and sisters because your guys' ideologies are different, right? And so, really, when you're dealing with wisdom, you know, the victory comes through the overcoming of lower self and sticking to one thing, being closed-minded, right? Being open-minded, you're able to absorb different things. However, you also have to be wise with what you are absorbing, right? You have to be wise with it, with what you are absorbing, because there's things out there that you don't want to absorb in your mind. And so it's up for you to discern who is the antagonist in the story, right? Because you want to have victory over the antagonist. And so that's why I really like K-Ski, man. I see a lot of victory in him. And in fact, me, K-Ski, my brother King Wise, and Marshall, aka Eclipse, we are putting together a massive hip-hop party December 20th at the Beaumont Studios. And we are collaborating this party with LL Cool J's Rock the Bells Radio. And if you know anything about Rock the Bells, it's definitely one of the hottest radio programs globally. You are in your car and you got XFM, XFM, the satellite radio. You definitely improve, and you like hip hop. I know you definitely tapped into Rock the Bells, right? So it's gonna be a phenomenal party with different artists. We got 9-10 on the bill. We got Beats, Blues, and Bars. We got One Order. We got Eclipse and Scoobs and a couple other people. And it's going to be from 7 to 1 at the Beaumont Studios. Tickets are going to go on sale within the next week or so on Eventbrite. We're most definitely going to strive to have physical tickets, probably even at the Beat Street Records. We're going to reach out to them. So it's going to be, like I said, man, like this is, you know, Rock the Bells used to come here in the early 2000s, and they would have, you know, humongous festivals at Deer Lake, and big artists like Nas, I think Jay-Z was here, they had Wu-Tang, like so many different big artists, Common, and so as community builders, we are building the hip-hop community. And when you look at the word community, there's two words in it. Can you take a guess? It's common unity. See, we have something in common. there is a relation to the goal that we are striving to reach. And that's really just unity, unifying, building something that's going to last. Building something that's not going to be stripped down by culture vultures, exploited, taken advantage of, like hip-hop has been. And shout out to all you real hip-hop heads listening right now. You know what I'm talking about. The corporations, right? Capitalism, capitalizing on brothers and sisters' downfalls, really. Because there has been meetings behind record labels and penitentiary owners on pushing certain agendas so that, you know, more black, brown, yellow, white, red people can be placed in the penal system. So, like I said, man, you know, don't just take my word for it. Look it up, right? I want you to always look up what I'm saying, right? And if it ain't factual, well then, hey, look, man, correct me, right? However, I choose to speak on what I know and what I can show and prove. So, then we had that next joint by myself off the new album, Allah is Illustrious. That was the original Asiatic, my first single off that album that dropped on October 1st, featuring my brother Black Messiah over there in Montreal. And, you know, the concept of that song was really, the concept of this album is really a journey into my life, getting knowledge of self and what that's really looked like for me, and really exhibiting the culture and the nation that I am a part of, right? And really tapping into my art, my artistic gift, as in the way that I formulated the songs, the structure. Certain songs have like skits on them that are more, they're in tune with the actual concept of the song, right? And for me, it's about really taking time and really taking the time to put in the effort and the creativity into the music. Like, really, it's like when you cook and you love cooking. People who cook, you know what I'm about to say, is like, you put love, you put the energy of love into that food, right? Because energy transfers, right? And if people are cooking angrily, you're going to get that energy in the food, right? They proved that, they showed and proved with the freezing of water and surrounding it by positive words, right? And then freezing water and surrounding it by negative words and seeing how the molecules changed and how the ones with the positive energy formulated these incredible perfect fractals, right? Whereas the other one with the negativity surrounding it produced imbalance. And so that goes to show and prove to you, man, like what you say and how you're feeling transfers into the things that you're touching, right? So that's how I really look at the music. You know, I really give my blood, sweat, and tears into the music, and willfully you can hear that, right? And appreciate that. So yeah, man. And then we had that Mobb Deep joint, man. That Mobb Deep joint, man, like, it really reminds me of, this whole album is crazy because it's like, you got Prodigy, and if you don't know who Prodigy is, Prodigy was the other half of Mobb Deep, him and Havoc, but they had a bunch of other artists. And they came from Queensbridge, and Prodigy, you know, he returned to the essence. Peace be upon him. He was suffering from sickle cell. Now, some people say he died from sickle cell. Some people say that some people got him. And either way, his whole self-styled wisdom, you know, was incredible, man. Prodigy was a poet. And reading his book, it was just, it was so incredible to watch and listen to. Because the audiobook is very visual. It's very visual, and you got to really use your imagination, right? And really put yourself there. And that's kind of like, for me, as a shorty, I always thought that, like, when I listened to, you know, hip hop, especially back from the 90s, I felt like I was there. I felt like I was in Queensbridge listening to Mobb Deep. I felt like I was in Harlem listening to Big L, right? I felt like I was in Brooklyn listening to Fabolous, listening to M.O.P., listening to Biggie or Maino. Like, I just really felt like I was always there, and that's my imagination, right? It's very infinite. So, but this Mobb Deep Infinite album it's pretty dope. It's pretty dope. It's pretty dope. I ain't gonna front. So, I definitely want to get into some more tunes for y'all, man, because yeah, man, it's just off the chain, right? And so we also had the other joint by K-Ski. And that joint was called All a Dream. Yeah, and that one was fire, man, with Paul on that singing that, like, it was all a dream. Oh my goodness, man. I love the mixture. The production of it is so incredible, man. It's like, yeah, that's the thing with hip hop, right? Even though it's later in the game, it's the one genre of music that every other genre of music can fit in, and it goes. It's as if hip hop is the origin of all music. A very deep, deep thought. So. Then we had another joint by myself and my brother Yardy Sampson, and that was called Black and Dangerous. And the purpose behind that song was really to illustrate the systemic racism, and the so-called liberation that wasn't really given to us, right? And obviously, original people had to fight for it, still last in line for reparations, and it's just crazy how, like, all over the world, people don't want to give respect to the Black nation when they're responsible for everything in this world, and the leaders of these countries, they know that, right? That's why they got you hating. Because if you know who we are, then you might change your mind. And there is some leaders of nations in the world that are I want to say, acknowledging that. And shout out to y'all. Because, look, man, we, you know, as original people, we deserve reparations, right? Every other nation has gotten reparations. So, that's just my take on it. You know, I'm not with genocide on any ethnicity, really. Genocide is it's like, why do we need to kill people, right? I understand that death is a part of life. It's the other facet of that jewel. However, you know, physical death and mental death are two different things. And so it's really about not being in a mental death while you're living in the physical. Being controlled by outside forces, you know what I'm saying? It's really about controlling yourself. And you know, hip-hop music is a way to find who you are. And I've seen that testimony from other people, right? It really is the ability to see who you are. And it's peace, man, you know, so. But yeah, Black and Dangerous is also produced by Curb the Kid. And yeah, man, it's just illustrating the harsh facts of what, you know, we've gone through, not only in America, but as well as in Canada. And, you know, really it's a powerful song. It's a powerful song. It really is, you know. Yeah, I got a little bit emotional right there, man. You know, but enough of me talking, man. We gonna continue to spin these tunes, baby. And look, man, I want to say to you, the listener, I love you. I appreciate you tapping in every week with me here on CJSF 90.1 FM, 1 Burnaby SFU. This is 1 Order, 6 o'clock Blitz. Your host, Supreme Freedom, a.k.a. Hardbody Dreams. We're going to get into the next Ghostface track. So let's get it.
Stop playing, man. For real, man.
All day.
Tell you something, man. Hold up, man.
Order in the court. There will be no fooling way in my courtroom. Tony Starks, Raekwon. Are you ready to start trial?
Dorian Trout lost my jury box.
My co-defendant Blue Trout got the jury rock.
Facing spades in the joint of Swahili hot.
Drawing pictures in the courtroom like he ain't got me. I know he got me.
Sketch artist put down his pen and look at the guard.
The DA with his DNA was all on the scarf.
Exhibit A, the last gun they found that was marked. Traced back from Panama.
The old man on his farm. The courts were silent. All evidence was presented. Gave him a minute. Think he might lighten his sentence.
You fake Viking. Heard you like fighting with weapons, you like catting them. From Queens, take a life in a second.
I know your projects, dirty needles, diapers in them large vests. 8-year-old boy on dope, you need a hard sentence.
I could get you 40, 80 to the extreme.
My lawyer leaned over, said don't worry about a thing.
Order in the court, order in the court. Order, order. Counsel, are you prepared to approach the bench? Or are you ready to state your case? Order! Order!
What was on that?
Counsel, if you cannot control your client, I will find them in contempt. Contempt. Tired of this.
Listen, well, our defense team believe the evidence is not permissible
and should be considered a mistrial just off of principle.
Due to the fact there's no audio and no visuals,
and the informant you have is a career criminal.
Objection, Your Honor.
Objection overruled. You may proceed.
Because it was Mr. Sanchez that got caught with the 30 keys. An arresting officer is being tried in his own trial for murdering the teen that he racially profiled.
Yo, tell him about that went down on Staten Island.
Not to mention, he molested a child, now that is foul.
We'll throw all eyes on Mr. Starks as he waits for his plea. The courtroom got quiet as the stenographer reads.
This is a case of major players and bricklayers. Man up in baggage claim approaching the conveyor. Narcotic slipping dogs, they checked his luggage. A transporter under pressure and losing his courage. Three custom agents, they took him in the back room. Now interrogated in the height of the crack boom. Inside the lining of his luggage was white powder. A red flag sounded off a bell that rang louder. His phone was losing service, suspect getting nervous. He held his head down and said, Lord, I don't deserve this. All he wanted was a name and his connect. His boss, a safe house and location that they could check. Then he began to sing like a caged bird, whistling important details as he gave his word.
Your Honor, we have come to a conclusion. We, the jury, find the defendants, Tony Starks and Shalott Raekwon, not guilty. On all charges.
Man, that joint was off the chain, man. Yo, you heard you got Method Man on that joint. Method Man playing the judge, bro. Yo, I'm telling you, this album, Supreme Clientele Part 2, man, I'm telling y'all, like, this is the album. This is seriously the album. Like, you know, when it comes to Ghost is hands down my favorite. Yeah, he's hands down my favorite Wu member, right? Like, his whole self-styled wisdom is something else, man. It's something else, you know? And, yeah, man, Ghost is the truth, man. Ghost is the truth. So, yo, that joint was fire. He had Rake on it. He had Meth on it. He had the Jizz on it. Come on, man. That's right and exact, baby. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Come on, come on.
So seductive, it's okay to be consumed. But doom is the outlook they're trying to hide. To the lies we subscribe, God is dying inside. A pain that inspires a vibe for liberation and spread throughout the nation to show just what we're facing.
Sad state of affairs, murder really, yeah. Asleep at the wheels are the ones we should care. Through weapons of deception, greed and obsession.
They don't even stop to listen. Plotting the conditions, shaping the environment. Working class struggle means as little for retirement. Have nots in the bad spot due to policies. Lives destroyed without a care or apologies.
Sad state of affairs, murder in the air. Asleep at the wheels are the ones who should care.
Surveillance, watching how we move around. Got the real underground, strategic way of thinking. Regardless of the obstacles, the passion never shrinking. Only getting bigger, cause faith keeps us grinding. Building character from these mountains that we climbing.